'Tis the season of gifting and holes to deck. And the Who's in Who Newville were in love with new tech. Where can we find Sonos and Samsung and Nintendo, they shouted. Would they find it in one place? This they questioned and doubted. When suddenly a Who yelled, Walmart's the place to start. And each Who added headphones, TVs, and games to their carts. With Walmart, their shopping was done in a flurry. They cried out, who knew? And ordered their gifts in a hurry. Shop the latest tech gifts in the Walmart app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. It is Friday. It is November 14th. It is a great day to talk to Ryan Horvath. You know him. You love him. Unless you're Sarah Ann Rhodes and are still asking me why I told people to wear a mask 5 years ago. But either way, here we are today on the program. What's up, Horvy?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I, I'm doing pretty good. Excited for the weekend.
Yeah,
got a lot of college football, got a lot of NFL bets, a lot of prop bets. I haven't really been working, so I've just been like tweeting them out randomly. So hopefully everybody, if you like my picks, you're grabbing these early here because a lot of these player props, for whatever reason, off the board right now as I pull it up. But excited to talk about the games. We got to start.
Well, maybe because people are betting on them. You got a lot of, you got a lot of people betting on first pitch. That's one thing that I always thought. I wanted to make millions of dollars and then try to win $20,000 on a pitch. That's what I always wanted to do as a young man growing up. Although, if you are Emmanuel Clase, he struck out all these guys anyway. And he's just like, oh, I get a free 20 grand just for throwing a ball. Who gives a shit?
Right. Oh, really quick side story before we get to the games and before we rip on the Packers and Matt LaFleur. My son, he's really into this hockey stuff. And so it's like 6 a.m. Saturdays, weekend tournaments. It's the summertime. It's 95 degrees out. I hate the cold. Then I got to go sit in a cold ass ice rink at 6 a.m. So he still likes hockey, but he asked my wife and I, he's really getting into football. And this is the age where I really got into football. He wants to play football. Like to play, but like he's actually sitting down. He watched the entire game. What he does is he's a troll. Go figure. I'm his dad. But we live out here in the DMV area. So anytime the Commanders have a big game, Packers play the Commanders, anything like that, he wears his Packers gear to school. And then anytime, so there's more Eagles fans where we're at, weirdly, than there are Commanders fans. Everybody is a transplant. Everybody's either a Giants fan that I know here or a Jets fan. All Eagles fans. I'd say like weirdly 70% of the people that I know, the community that I live in, Eagles fans, man. So the other night he wore his Packers jersey. And then he cried after the game. He was all upset. Oh. And I was like, buddy, this ain't even the NFC championship yet, buddy. Raheem Mostert has yet to run 200 yards against us here. So just calm down. There's plenty of heartbreak coming your way. But I'm excited because he's like, I want to start with flag football. And I'm like, absolutely. And my wife, I was always like, not going to force it on him, even though, obviously.
Yeah, I said that too.
Gordy Gillespie, me, like entire family, we love football. I was like, I'm not going to force it on him, but I'm excited. And my wife is like, she's like Happy Gilmore, right? And I'm like Chubbs here. I'm like, you're going to give up that hockey shit? You're going to concentrate on football now. My wife's like, well, he's so good. And what about the scholarship? And I'm like, yo, like he's not even in the seventh grade yet. And we're talking about like, usually it's the dads.
What is he, baby Gronk?
We got to get him. Like my wife, like legitimately thinks that he's going to Notre Dame to play hockey. And then he's going to play in the NHL. And I'm like, I got bad news for you. Fucking American. I can name American players like on my fingers. Like he is not from Canada. He is not from Russia. These kids, have you ever seen Mighty Ducks? Remember the Iceland team? Like those kids, man, they've been playing this sport since they were 3 years old. So
yeah, the Americans had to bring a lasso on the ice. They had to do all these tricks.
But now
it's like flying V, which never works in real life.
Exactly. Now if he's going to play, though, I have to coach. Hockey, I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let Hans take over here. But football, I can't let some dipshit like Matt LaFleur, good segue, calling the plays for my son who wants to play quarterback. Let's start right there.
Well, Jordan, hold on.
Okay. I heard you and Paul. I saw your clip on Instagram, so I wanted to give my take. Because I know what everybody's thinking. Ryan Horvath, big Jordan Love hater. But I actually have a take that I think is going to surprise some people.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. But it's only fair that you told a story about your son, so now I have to.
Yeah, I'm just taking over your pod. I mean, it's, you know, it's how it goes.
I got two stories. Okay. I just want to tell you, fellow dad to dad, and we're only boy dads. We're not girl dads, so we barely are even real dads. So it's good to have someone to talk to about this. When we watch football on Sundays, he's got the little helmets that I always talk about. And what we do is he sets them up, and then as teams score, he puts in the order who's got the most points. So if the Dolphins kick a field goal, then the Dolphins score. And so for 3 hours, we're doing the scores, and it's like actually a little chaotic. So he's watching the games with me, but then there's always a point where he like says, this is too much, and he quits. I want to put this story on record just in case he does go to the NBA, and then we can share this video clip in people's brains or however we view video in 15 years. But we were watching a game the other night. I think it was Bucks Hornets. And he said, Daddy, how do I know what team I'm going to be on?
Yeah.
If I want basketball as a job. I go, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, if I want basketball as a job, like, am I on the Hornets? How do I get to pick my team? Like, I said, okay, son, first of all. So I said, there's this many kids that are playing basketball like you right now. And then in high school, it goes to this. And in college, it goes to this. And in the NBA, it's really, really small. So if you really, really, really want to play basketball as a job when you grow up, we're going to have to work like a lot. We're going to have to practice and stuff. But I'll do that with you if that's what you want for your job. And he was agreeable to that. And then he left the room. And I looked at my wife and I said, so how do we look into leg implants? Because he's going to be about 5'9", I think. Although my wife's side of the family is tall, so we'll see.
Also, American-born white guy. You know, like, I would always be like, but Dad, Tony Kukoc. And he'd be like, yeah,
hey,
Croatia. And hey, he was playing
Tyler Hero, Con Knipl. We got a That's bunch true. In the state.
You know what? He lives in the right area, I'll
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude. Yeah, Tyler Hero in high school, even though he's a jabroni, was so good. You know who was awesome? You know who was one of the best high school basketball players I ever weirdly saw? Sam Decker was awesome. Oh, John Shire, when he went to Glenbard, he scored like 70 points in one fucking half, dude. So, yeah, you tell your son, man, he's got a shot. Keep plugging. Good things are bound to happen. All right, really quick. So, Jordan Love was awful. He was
yes,
awful.
I will even admit.
But you know what I'm learning to – you know what, like, the NFL is now, man? How many actual good quarterbacks are there? So, I thought you had a solid take that Jordan Love's never going to be Aaron Rodgers. We don't even want him to be Brett Favre. I don't think he has to be Aaron Rodgers. You know, like Josh Allen's awesome.
He's well, and then the people get the contract in there, and
I don't care about contracts because you have to like all these guys.
I got multiple people saying, "Well, it's hamstrung us from getting better." Micah Parsons got traded for and extended, and then somebody goes, "Great, two bad contracts." Okay, dude, I'm being fucked with.
They have money, but it's like when I give Nathan money, right? And I'm like, here, buddy, use this for school lunch. Maybe get some, like, some shoes, some clothes. And he comes back with, like, 15 fucking WWE guys and the money in the bank ring. You know, like, they have money, but they're spending it on Nate Hobbs. They love offensive guards. You know, like, go out and draft some fucking tackles for the love of Christ. How many guards do you need in free agency that are no good? Aaron Banks, never healthy. And then you got to draft a guard. So, yeah. Jordan Love wasn't very good. I don't think I thought it was crazy when like everybody was getting all mad at me and there was accounts like Horvath's a fucking idiot. Jordan Love threw for 350 against the Bengals and against these shitty ass secondaries. But I'm also not here to rip Jordan Love. I think Jordan Love is good enough to win double digit games, maybe even win a Super Bowl, but not in that offense right now. What is LaFleur sabotaging Jordan Love because he loves Aaron Rodgers so much? Or does Matt LaFleur really want to be in Atlanta? I'm hearing like their radio hosts out there. I'm hearing that, you know, Matt LaFleur might be on.
Did you get that text? I got to stop. Did you get that text too?
Yeah, and I popped up like this morning. I'm hanging out with my wife. It's a rare morning where we both had the morning off, and I'm getting Matt LaFleur, and I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
And I wanted to tweet at the guy, and I wanted to be like, you know what? You want him? You could have him. But here is where I saw you and Paul's clip on Instagram. I got to be honest, man. Somebody needs to sit LaFleur down and tell him to get his shit together. Because I actually remember the first 10 games of last season were nonsense. And it was Jordan Love, Jordan Love's first year, I should say. Not last year. Last year, he was hurt. So I give him a pass. The year before that, he didn't look very good the first 10 games of the season. Then LaFleur finally realized, oh, I'm an NFL head coach. I'm going to show up to work every single day. And the play calling was much better. More play action, more pre-snap motion, the window dressing stuff. And Jordan Love, the final 7 weeks of the season, played like the MVP of the league. Won a playoff game, granted against Dallas. Played all right in the first half against San Francisco. But LaFleur's play calling right now is so lazy. Can we stop with the bubble screens and the gadget shit to Williams, especially in the fourth quarter of these games? And I get that the offensive line is beat up. Christian Watson's just coming back. You don't really have any healthy wide receivers. Right. None of them could catch the football. That's Jordan Love's problem, though, man. LaFleur this year is coaching like, I don't know, he sucks this year.
Well, that's why I keep saying he would rather have Malik Willis as his starter. And I'm not saying that because, like, I say that and people are like, Bart thinks Malik. No. Although there's one guy, whatever. I don't need to make this all about, you know, little feuds I'm having. But he is calling the game as if he has a quarterback that is incapable of making the throws and doing the plays. It's not like Matt LaFleur is worried that Jordan Love can. He has seen Jordan Love make some very, very impressive throws. He has seen Jordan Love play MVP caliber. And it's not like Kyler Murray's played MVP caliber. That doesn't mean he's an MVP. What that means is there's been 4 to 6 to 8 games where they've played at a stretch where it's like, oh, you keep this up. Like Baker was doing that this year, and now he's, you know, kind of leveled off a little bit. But that's what I look for in these quarterbacks. You know, like an Anthony Richardson hasn't really shown that yet, or even a Bryce Young hasn't really shown that yet. But Jordan Love has shown that he's capable of it. It doesn't mean he's going to do it every week, but he's shown he's capable of it. And yeah. LaFleur is calling, he's calling the offense as if they just plucked some asshole out of the stands and said, just don't lose us this game. You're not going to make a mistake. I'll get us there a different way. We're going to have to score 13 points to win. Like, Matt LaFleur is a garbage coach. He's garbage. He's always been garbage. I apologize to Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. You want to apologize to the fathead and say you're sorry to him?
Yes, no. I do. Where is it? Aaron?
He's behind here. He's Aaron. Hiding right now. He's mad at you. Every once in a while, I like to go down the rabbit hole of like the old Favre Rodgers stories where Rodgers was just like asking him what he got on like the test scores and just being a total fucking prick to him. I love that because I hate Favre. Anyway, really quick though. So I do think that Jordan Love has the talent. You know who Jordan Love is to me? Like a lot of these guys were always quarterbacks, like the Peyton Mannings of the world, like, you know, the Tom Brady's of the world. Now he did play baseball, but Jordan Love, I think, was just the kid that was really talented, naturally gifted, and played numerous sports. Basketball, right? Like football. He was like the AAU kid. So he has the talent, but like he needs proper coaching. If Mahomes didn't have Andy Reid, he would still be talented as shit. He could still make every single throw. But, you know, the last couple of years, man, Mahomes, they don't really hit the deep shots anymore. They don't really take the vertical shots down the field anymore. And you could blame it on Tyreek Hill, but I think it's just the two safety looks that they see. And so Mahomes has become, I know people hate to hear it, but like a system quarterback. You know, Josh Allen is awesome because he could run you over. He could throw the ball 90 yards down the field. He doesn't really need a system. Jordan Love needs proper play calling, a proper system, proper pass protection, a strong run game. The play calling was driving me nuts on Sunday because Josh Jacobs, I love him, but the Eagles aren't even giving up 4 yards per carry. That's one of the better run defenses in the league. And they kept going back to it and back to it. And on the known passing downs, you knew what it was, man. Jordan Love can't be taking the deep shots down the field because that's where you get the whole, my God, what the fuck was that into triple coverage or into the back of the, you know, end zone. But we've seen him again 2 years ago, final 7 games of the season, intermediate routes. thrown into the middle of the field. The problem is they're all beat up. The pass protection sucks. LaFleur is coaching like an asshole. And the receivers aren't very good. They should have never I know people don't want to hear this. They should have drafted T. Higgins, but what they really shouldn't have done is lowballed Devontae Adams. Because if you had Devontae Adams even at 32 years old, he's still a wide receiver number one. He doesn't have to be with the Rams because they have Puka Nacua, but still a really good route runner, a vet in that locker room. I know nobody wants to hear this either, but they're so young. Like, who the fuck is the leader in that locker room? Because LaFleur is, every press conference, we're all angry, we're all fired up, and he's got tears in his eyes. And I know that everybody loves Halfley right now, but I don't want Jeff Halfley as a head coach. I saw what that looked at, like, at the collegiate level. So here's the last thing I'll say.
I was trying to look for pictures of LaFleur crying because I was going to make a point.
I got some.
I couldn't tell, like, what was the AI version of him crying and what was actually him being sad.
Like a little bitch. So yeah. I'll never forget when he kicked a field goal to make a one-score game, Oh, but Rodgers kept forcing it to Devontae. Who'd you want him to throw to? Fucking Equanimeous St. Brown? Anyway, though, so the take I'll disagree with, though, I know you guys keep saying, like, well, if it's not LaFleur, who cares? Dude, these are the best offensive-minded prospects as head coaches going into the next year. Joe Brady, no fucking thank you. I'll keep LaFleur. Cliff Kingsbury, no fucking thank you. I'll keep LaFleur. Mike LaFleur.
Could you imagine? Duncan,
I'll keep LaFleur. Let's go through the defensive-minded head coach. Jesse Minter, there's four wins. Jeff Halfley, I'm good. Anthony Weaver, no. Here's some other notable candidates for you. Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
Or he already has the street name. Or Antonio Pierce. So I got to be honest, man. They got to make this work. This is where you might have to step in as an owner of the team.
I've been trying.
Sit LaFleur down, sit Jordan Love down. We gotta do something about this offense, man. I don't know that it's going to get any better either.
The Who's Down in Who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego. Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the Who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Let me ask you one question regarding Jordan Love before we pick the Giants to beat them.
No.
When Jordan Love is at the line of scrimmage, and it's fourth and one, gotta have it, and the Eagles are calling out the play that they're going to run. Does Jordan Love not call a timeout there because he doesn't hear the Eagles, because he doesn't think that Matt LaFleur will let him call the timeout, because he's dumb? Like, why isn't Jordan Love calling a timeout or audibling out of it?
You know who like what it reminds me of is like myself when like
I think LaFleur's got like I think like LaFleur he doesn't show this anywhere else, but it just seems like Jordan Love is afraid of him.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was going to say, man. You know, you learn this when you're like 35, 40 years old. You got to be like, "Man, I've been such a little bitch and kind of like pushed around. I should have been like, no, fuck you and took charge." But that's why some people Aaron Rodgers rubs people the wrong way. Not his teammates, though. That should have been right there the green light for everybody, like, to go off in their head, man. It's like, Rodgers is not the problem here. LaFleur is, when he wants to be, I think he's very good at scripting. He used to be, at least. Like, the game plans are always tight. But, man, when everything goes off script the second half of these games, the decision-making, the play-calling.
Well, he's panicking.
It's terrible.
He's got his back away from the field.
You know who he is? He's the nerd that does radio, that everything's scripted out, dude. Questions, but the minute a breaking fucking news story comes out, he can't adjust. He can't pivot because he doesn't know the game. He doesn't watch ball. He does all the AI stuff. Takes his little notes down. Oh, they're 32nd EPA. But but he's not really a ball knower. He never played the game. He never watched the game. Speaking of never playing the game, did you see the whole John Kuhn and one of the Packers writers arguments today? Got a kick out of that. I love when people fight on the internet when the Packers are losing. It makes me so happy, you know? And nobody's actually come at me lately with, maybe when you hated Jordan Love. I never hated Jordan Love. I never thought that he was good. I don't know, man. I don't think he's a fucking killer. That's, I think, his problem. I thought, remember, week one or week two?
I really
when he
think
had that,
that
scramble and he lowered his shoulder and he, trucked a dude over. I was all excited. But I don't know.
I honestly think LaFleur fucked with his brain.
Yeah, I think he broke his confidence, man. And that's the thing. I think Herman said this. I thought this was a really good point. One of them has to go if this relationship isn't going to work. And the coach is going to be the one to go. It's not going to be the quarterback that you just made one of the highest paid in the league. And honestly, I'm fine with that, even though I'm not totally done with LaFleur. But I'm here to say, as a LaFleur defender the last couple of years, he sucks this year. Right? It's like, I love Fish, but when I went and saw him the last 2 years, they suck. Even Trey is off some nights. It's just, it's not working out. But, you know, I still love them, and I still think that there's something there, but I don't know. Anyway, let's do some picks, right? Are you got any? Oh, we want to start with the Packers then? The Packers.
I do, after I remind you about our friends at Happy Place Hemp, promo code BART, 25% off each and every deal order that you get with them. Now, you may ask yourself, Bart, did I just see some interesting language snuck into this government reopen bill about THC and Delta 8 and Delta 9s? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Big alcohol got into the coffers of unnamed politicians, and they're trying to shut all this shit down. So you still got a year, would go into effect for a year. But we got to do whatever we can to keep this stuff going. Not just because Happy Place Hemp has been a great sponsor to the show, but because I use these products and I need them. I'm not a sober person, but I have not drank for a while. I mean, I'm already counting down the days. Well, I'm going to Denver and I'm going to get hammered when I go to the Packer game, but I don't really drink right now, and it's still Saturday and I still want something, and I have these seltzers and they work great. And it relaxes me. And it's like, oh, okay, I can enjoy myself. Or the gummies, too. I can enjoy myself, still be present, and not just there. You know how long it's been since I've done this in the morning? Oh, shit.
Oh, long time?
Yeah, it's been a little bit. So I advocate them. I need them. If these things go away, if the government rips these away, you know, I'm going to do my own. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to be very upset. Maybe I'll run for governor. Nah, my wife doesn't want to be a politician's wife, and I get it. Anyway, also, Happy Place Hemp, promo code BARD, 25% off. Get them while they're hot.
Also, you know what, man? That's great. So last thing I'll say about Green Bay before we pick this game is that I said that LaFleur is like a football nerd and the game plans and the scripts are usually good. I'm looking at it this season. They've been fucking starting slow all year long. They're 30th in scoring drives on opening drives this year. So never mind. Maybe it is time for LaFleur. I don't know that I could defend this very much longer. So
let me give you one stat before you give me the pick.
What do you think it is? Like Super Bowl or bust, NFC championship or bust for LaFleur to keep his job?
Well, I think the first checkpoint is beat the Giants or bust.
Yeah.
You can't lose to the Giants and coach the following week.
They're not going to lose to the Giants.
I will tell you, here's a fun stat. Interim coaches since 2020 are 7-8 in their first game. How about that?
Yeah.
Mike Kafka's got about a 50-50 shot with famous Jameis.
Chicago kid, St. Rita, I believe. You know what? I fucking Jameis scares me.
Well, Jameis is going to throw two touchdowns. And Jameis is going to throw two picks.
Yeah, that's a good, well, yeah, maybe.
And I think Love has three touchdowns, but like 208 yards.
Yeah.
So I do think the Packers win. But do you trust, like, do you even trust, Matt LaFleur's got his back against the wall. Do you even, like, do you envision him going all out, or do you still think he's, and I hate to keep using this phrase and this word about a grown man, but do you think he's still going to coach like a little bitch?
I don't know. I haven't bet this game, but I'm taking the Giants plus +7.
I think there are more outcomes where the Giants cover the 7 than the Packers do.
I got to be honest. I might take the Giants on the money line. They're plus +300 right now at DraftKings. I kind of think they win.
I kind of think the Packers might miss the playoffs now.
I'm taking the Giants. I don't want to root against them, so I'm going to take the 7. I'll cheer for a close game. The good thing is, so I love, what's Josh Jacobs' rushing yards? This is one I haven't bet yet. The Giants' run defense is a disaster. LaFleur doesn't trust Jordan Love. He's going to run the heck out of the ball. Josh Jacobs' rush attempts are 19.5. Give me the over on that.
I lied earlier. There's vodka in here.
81.5 is a big number, but I'm playing it. Over 81.5. Already? Don't you have to do a show tonight, or are you off?
Yeah, but I got 8 hours.
That's true. Plus, we've done shows drunk before. All right, let's start with the other game.
There's not vodka in here.
We got this one's Jim. Going down on the NFL Network. Toby is there. We got the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, I took the Giants with you, by the way.
Yeah, you said you were taking the Giants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Toby's in Spain. Toby does Spain.
Yeah, to watch the Commanders pull off an upset. They're going to beat the Dolphins, and they're going to obviously cover the 2.5.
They're underdogs?
They're dogs in this game, dude.
Why haven't they lost 5 in a row?
The Commandos? Yeah. Yeah, they're terrible. That under on the win total that we talked about at the beginning of the season, and the Commanders that missed the playoffs at, what was that, plus +150, plus +200? That looks like a good bet right now with no Jaden Daniels. I like props more than I like the game, but I did bet the Commanders plus +2.5. Give me Bill Kroski Merritt over 8.5 rush attempts, minus -110. The Dolphins, one of the worst teams defending the run. And then give me Zach Ertz over 3.5 receptions. I'd bet this now if you want to grab this with me. It's like going up and up. I've seen this at minus -175. So Zach Ertz, laddered maybe if you want, at least 5 catches I predict in this game. And I like the Commanders to run the ball and keep it close, maybe even win it outright. So those are my 3 picks. What about you?
I don't think Toby flies across the Atlantic for a loss. For that reason alone, I'm going to take the Commanders. I mean, Toby's a well-thought-out guy. He's not just going to go out there to see his team lose. No chance.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to make that trip to lose to fucking Tua and Mike McDaniel. You think Mike McDaniel has vodka in his bottle right now?
No, he's sober for 10 years. Didn't you see the story?
I did, but I feel like Tua would drive me to drink. All right, let's go out to Pittsburgh.
Dan Quinn. Quinn is the one who got him sober.
Guy's a legend.
Yeah.
A player's coach and a coach's coach, if you will. The Steelers, the fighting Aaron Rodgers is, are 5.5.
You know who needs to drink before press conferences? Aaron Glenn. Why is he so angry at everybody?
Why does he have a job?
I don't know.
I didn't understand how he got the defensive coordinator job, let alone a head coaching gig. So he's terrible. I cheer against the Jets now. I don't know if you know this because they fucked over my guy, Aaron Rodgers, who wanted to be the starting quarterback. And they were like, nah, we're good with Justin Fields, who can't complete a pass. A glorified running back, if you will. And Tyrod Taylor. Shout out to Tyrod, though. The Steelers are 5.5-point favorites. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers against the Bengals, the total in the game is 49. I like the Steelers to bounce back and win this game because the Bengals defense can't get stops. But more than that, give me Jalen Warren, whatever it is right now on the longest rush. I think it's like 16.5. And I would play Jalen Warren rushing yards all the way up to like 80, maybe even ladder that up to 100. The matchup's just too good against Cincy's run defense, which is terrible. Terrible, Bart. So Pittsburgh lean for me. I haven't bet the game, but I do like the rushing props against the Bengals. So give me that.
They played a few weeks ago. The Bengals won 33-31. Rodgers had 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. Flacco had 3. Based on that reason alone, I'm going to take Pittsburgh. And so they split. So Cincinnati already won. Now I'm going to take Pittsburgh to win. And there's no other reason I have other than that.
I wonder if the game will be as good as that one, because the total is 49. I'm not going to bet it because I feel like everybody's going to be betting the over because the first one was a shootout, but I definitely couldn't take the under there. Pittsburgh's defense is bad, bad.
That was like one good game Pat Freiermuth had in the last 3 years also.
Yeah. I just can't believe how bad Tomlin's defense is. You know what sucks, man, is Rodgers, as a Rodgers guy, I wish he would have just went to Pittsburgh right away. I feel like him and Mike Tomlin.
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, like if he was ever going to leave Green Bay, I wish he would have went there, not the disaster. I'm not saying he wouldn't have got hurt. You never know. But it's just like, I think Tomlin is about done. And I think Rodgers, man, he could still like every once in a while dazzle you and make a throw. But I wish he had a team like Brady had with the Bucs, like a top 10 defense and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. He's throwing the ball to fucking Roman Wilson out there. So if he doesn't get it done this year, that's why. Always surrounded by assholes. You know who else is?
And he's throwing the ball to DK Metcalf, only he must think DK Metcalf is 9'6" because he's missing every throw.
Well, that's Rodgers could dink and he can't throw the ball down the field.
He thinks DK Metcalf must have Inspector Gadget arms to reach some of these passes.
It's kind of sad to see. It was like the last couple times I saw the Grateful Dead and Jerry was really struggling.
The Who's Down and Who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego. Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the Who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Man. You know who else is really struggling right now? Nah, that's not a good segue. I like the first one that I had. Surrounded by a bunch of assholes. That's what you would be if you went to this game, because it's in Minnesota where the Vikings are 2.5-point favorites. Stupid fucking horn and skull chant. Why is Jared Allen always the guy doing the thing? Is it ever anybody other than him? Does he have anything? Oh, look how skinny I am now that I don't have to play football. Here's this annoying ass horn.
I still do not like him for the sole reason he wore 69.
Why? David Bakhtiari wore 69.
I don't like him either.
You don't like Bakhtiari?
Never have.
Didn't we? No, he used to be on the Big Show. I like Bakhtiari. Good dude.
No, because Bakhtiari, he was always willing to talk after a win.
I don't blame
Packers lost. Bakhtiari gives up a sack. He gets hurt. Oh, yeah, guys, David's not going to be able to make the show this week. Oh, no, yo, you're fucking kidding me. No way. Wow, I couldn't have fucking imagined that. Wow.
Rodgers used to show up to the show with Jason, even after losses, even after he broke his collarbone. I'll never forget because I was at that game, the Monday night one against the Bears. I drove home crying, literally, and I listened to...
Remember the show where Jason asked if Rodgers...
was gay? That one? Yeah,
I remember listening to it at KFIZ.
Yeah, that just popped back up, dude, because this stuff with his wife, you might be right.
He's not married.
So what did he do? Marry himself?
No, he met a girl that he had a really nice relationship with. And he probably thinks like they probably took shrooms or something and went into this land of make-believe. And that he did, but and maybe he like maybe he lives with someone and maybe. Like, all I'm saying, when I say he's not married, he does not have a certified government wedding certificate. He does not have a marriage certificate.
I think he's married.
I don't.
I do.
No, and a lot of people are like this. A lot of people are like, you know, 30 years, they live together, and they say they're married, but they're not married for whatever reason.
I got
buddies. Somebody said it really romantically. They're like, if I am married to you through the law, that means by law, I need to be with you. Every day I wake up and I choose to be married to you because of my love for you. I don't need the government to tell me. So if that's the way he wants to be, that's fine. I'm not picky about what Rodgers does for love. What I am picky about is he knows his definition of words is different than our definition of words. And we all take him at his word because we're all so stupid. We're all so stupid. God.
All right.
So maybe I'm not even mad at Rodgers. Maybe I'm mad at all of us. You know, I'm a lot more like Rodgers than people, me, want to admit. Although I did get mad because I saw a reel last night where someone's like, hey, Rodgers, how do you, I haven't talked to my dad in a while. What should I do? And then Rodgers gives this really good answer about growing up. You think your parents are infallible, and then later you realize they're not, but then you have to come to a point where you realize they were just trying their best like we all are. And the guy in the crowd's like, yeah, yeah, I really get that. And then Rodgers goes, but I don't talk to my dad. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I'm going to take the Vikings here against the Bears. This has been a good run for the Bears. I got a lot of money on them to win 9 games. So, I mean, even though we hate them, I'm kind of cheering for them this year. Kind of like Ben Johnson. Kind of wish he was our coach. I would trade Matt LaFleur in probably a first round pick for Ben Johnson. What about you? Maybe a second too.
Oh, I was texting someone, was not listening to you at all.
I said, I think that Ben Johnson could get the most out of Jordan Love. I would trade Matt LaFleur in a first round pick, maybe two firsts for Ben Johnson.
May I say something about the Bears? I'll agree to that.
Okay, say it.
The Bears are different.
Like 2 Chainz.
Caleb's different. Ben Johnson's different. They're winning games they would have lost. Any other Bears team, this is a 4-6 team. Or even 3-7.
Well, they lead the league in takeaways, though. That helps.
But they're also like, they were losing to the Giants. That would have been a classic Bears. Oh, you think they're good, they're going to lose to the Giants. And I know Dart got hurt, but Caleb brought them back. Caleb brought them back.
Caleb's good.
And I want to say...
I'm a Caleb guy.
I want to say a couple things of Bears fans that always sneak in here.
We got Mike.
Well, Mike. One. I saw Mike at the Cubs opener. One. It is November 14th.
November rain.
Don't... You didn't win anything yet. So I know you're excited. You got to be able to keep your excitement in-house. Like... Bears fans are like, they're like when you go to the casino and they're telling you how much they won 3 hours in. Oh, I'm up $1,500. Okay. You stay another 4 hours, they end up losing money. Don't brag until you have something to brag about, until you actually won. The other thing is, a lot of Bears fans, because I'm someone who said Caleb Williams was QB1. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think Jaden Daniels is more CJ Stroud than we're.
I would take Drake May number one, Caleb Williams number two, and Jaden number three in that order.
But too many Bears fans are the ones shitting on Caleb for the fingernails, for the crying. And now they're all like, he's God. Fuck you. Mike says, I promise you I'm not ready to talk shit about the Bears yet. I think most Chicago sports fans are just desperate to see a team be in the mix for something, and that's fine.
In the mix.
Also, leave us alone because we're going through it right now. We don't need you to fucking pile on us.
No, I mean, they kind of like, I mean, like, you know how this works. We haven't even played yet, which sucks. All that to say, though, so I think Chicago is very fluky, though. I hope that they do prove me right and win 9 games, go to the playoffs. I think Ben Johnson was a great hire. Love Caleb under center more play action, more shit like that. But I like Minnesota at home. More than that, though, I have a lot of money on Aaron Jones props. Longest rush, rushing yards, 50.5. Number one, Aaron Jones, like Aaron Rodgers, fucking owns the Bears. Bears run defense is leaky. I think the Vikings get the ground game going. I think they win this game. They're one of my favorite bets this weekend, but I love the Aaron Jones props.
By the way, this is a great week of games, which we'll continue to get into. Yeah, I am going to ride with Chicago.
All right. LA Rams, that is. 3-point favorites over Seattle. Total 40.
Game of the week. Game of the week.
Yeah, I just played in this one, Cooper Kupp revenge game. Cooper Kupp over 31.5 receiving yards. I would ladder Cooper Kupp. I think he has like 75 receiving yards minimum. But I'm a
did
pussy.
Did we do all the noon games yet, or did you skip around?
Oh, you know what? I accidentally skipped only because of the Packers because we went down there. I'll get back to him here in a second. Let's talk about this game since it rocks, though. I'm going to take Seattle to cover. Still at 3. I liked it at 3.5. I like Kyren Williams under on the longest rush. I don't think Seattle's run defense is going to give up, what is it, like 14.5, 15 yards, like that. But I like Seattle, man. Darnold looks really good. They got a top 5 run defense. I will take the Seahawks to cover here. Everybody loves the Rams. I like the Rams as well. This Seattle team is fucking good, though, man. Mike McDonald's a good coach. I would trade Matt LaFleur and 2 second-round picks for McDonald as well, and I'm not a big defensive-minded guy, but Kyren Williams unders, Seahawks for me. What say you?
I like the Seahawks as well. I like that the last couple of weeks, they've just been going out and kicking the shit out of teams early, and I think they're going to be motivated on the road at the future home of the UCLA Bruins. I think they're going to kick the shit out of well, not kick the shit out, but I think the defense is going to be kind of amped up, kind of like the Packers defense was the first 2 weeks. I think the Seahawks defense is going to look like that, looking to prove themselves again on the road. I'll take that.
Atlanta, 3.5-point dogs at home against Carolina. Total in the game, 41.5. I hate Atlanta so much, but I'll take Atlanta here because Carolina frauds. Carolina can't win on the road. I like all Kyle Pitts, longest reception. I'm going to bet that after we get off the air.
What is it, 2.5?
No, I don't know what it is. Here, let me pull it up right now because I'm going to play it. Give me Kyle Pitts props against this Carolina defense. They struggle against opposing tight ends. Now, Kyle Pitts, here's the thing about him, man. He's got all the physical gifts, but he just can't catch the fucking football, which is never great. His right now.
He's got a dollar physical traits and a 10-cent head.
Got it. Over 18.5 yards, longest reception, Kyle Pitts. That's what I'm betting in this game. I'll pick Atlanta. What about you?
Oh, Mike wants to know if I made the shot. I threw my Diet Dew into the, there's my water thing. There's a basket over there. I did make it.
Justin, that one's actually on ESPN if you still have access to that. But shop around.
How's your ESPN bet account?
They're only letting me bet like $20 on that thing. And then they're trying to get me to like join their new one too. And I'm going to, but like they're terrible. You know what's good if you guys could get a hold, like
is there any, you know, can I bitch about ESPN?
Stephen really quick, Smith. Bet365, especially if you guys bet NBA, they have field goal attempts. It's hard to predict, you know, if a guy is going to actually make them, but predicting volume with chuckers is really easy. Rick Camp turned me on to this. Pretty good stuff.
I don't need to talk about ESPN. I just was going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say. Nobody cares.
I was going to say McAfee always likes setting himself up to be the victim and then complaining that he's the victim. But
yeah, but I'll be against. I like McAfee, though. I kind of do.
Well, if he didn't do that one specific thing, I would like him a lot more.
Yeah, I don't care enough. I don't. I mean, I kind of do.
Something sad?
What?
You see this Packers thing here?
Yeah.
So it says 4-time Super Bowl champs. It's got a ticket replica of every Super
Dunks?
Bowl.
Go on. I was talking to Justin. Go on.
It's got a ticket replica of every Super Bowl. And then obviously a picture from each one. And my wife got this for me like in 20. It was early. It was like in 2011 or 12. And I thought, honey, this is not going to last that long. You're going to need to get me a new one.
Might last till the end of time.
Just a little prop comedy for you. I got more next week.
Might last until the end of time. All right, we don't have to take too much time on this one. Oh, wait. Who are you picking, Atlanta or Carolina?
Pick a number 1 through 10.
7, Tony Kukoc.
Odd is Panthers, Carolina.
All right, let's go.
Actually, I'm taking Atlanta.
Let's go to Tennessee. The Titans 5.5-point dogs, total in the game 37.5. With a total that low, I can only bet the dog, but I swore to my wife in this house I would never bet the Tennessee Titans after they almost cost us everything last year with Will Levis. So I have to stay away from this one, but I kind of want to bet Tennessee.
Against who?
Houston.
Oh, Davis Mills?
Yep, Davis Mills again. That's why this number continues to come down. So actually, Davis Mills just joined C.J. Stroud on the Texans practice report. But Stroud's officially out. I still think, I think Tennessee covers here.
I can't do it. Although, what's the weather going to be like?
Here, I'll hit you. It is going to be Neeson Stadium.
It's going to be nice.
Houston. Yeah, I'm betting Tennessee in this game. Fuck it. Don't tell my wife. 5.5 is the best number we could get right now. -110. Titans. Mike says it's a lock. I'm in. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, there we go. All right, we're good. Titans for me. What about you? No Titans theory for you?
No, that got thrown away in the trash. Also, my Chargers theory where they can't be three games over 500 got burned after 1 week.
Rough year for the takes.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't even be doing this for a living.
Who are you taking? You said Houston?
The Texans.
Wow, gross as shit.
All right. How many times are you gonna ask me?
Buffalo is.
Who are you taking in that game? By the
Buffalo is a 5.5-point. We just spent so much time on that dog shit game. Buffalo is a 5.5.
Neither of us are listening to each other.
Over Tampa, total in the game is 46.5 in this one. Give me Sean Tucker rushing props. What are those looking like? Sean Tucker over 40.5 rushing yards, longest rush over 14.5. Still no Bucky Irving going against that Bills run defense. I think Tampa wins this game outright, Bart, but I'm a coward, so I'll take the 5.5 even money plus 100. And I'll also take Sean Tucker props. Love them. Hammering them. What about you?
Should be cold and windy there this weekend. I'm taking Buffalo. They need the win as much as the Packers do.
Jacksonville, 3-point dogs against the Chargers.
Total. Do the Colts play this weekend?
No, Colts are off this week, which sucks.
I wanted to tell you my Colts take. They're not going to win a playoff game. Bet your life savings on it.
I know the offensive lines come back down to earth, man. Daniel Jones is getting.
They're going to host a game against either Buffalo, Baltimore, or Kansas City. They're fucked.
Yeah, Daniel Jones can't be getting fucking sacked 5 times every single week. So I'm with you on that one. I need Jonathan Taylor to keep it up, though, because I got him Offensive Player of the Year, 22-1, and I really want to win my fantasy league because I need all the funds. Take notes. I need all the money I could get right now. Let's go out to Jacksonville. Jags are 3-point dogs, taking on the Chargers. Total's 43.5. You know what I did today? I bet the Jags plus 3.
Oh, just casually you did? Just casually like that?
I think Jacksonville is going to keep this game close. I liked it a little bit better at 3.5, but I missed it. I told myself I wasn't going to bet on Trevor Lawrence. Turns out, man, you could say drops. You could say pass protection. You could say coaching. Numbers are the numbers. Trevor Lawrence sucks. Trevor Lawrence is a bust. He stinks. But the Jags cover the 3.
Speaking of number 1 overall picks in the AFC South, has anyone brought up to you in any conversation Cam Ward? Does anyone talk about, he's the number 1 overall pick. No one's talking about Cam Ward. And he's going through the same thing that Lawrence did because nobody paid attention to Trevor Lawrence for years. If they didn't have Urban Meyer, we wouldn't have even cared just because he's the number 1 pick, but he's buried in the AFC South. I do not think, the Chargers. You know what? I've been downing the Chargers. I'll take them here. 3-point road favorites cross country.
Yep.
Look, the cross country thing, I don't think matters as much anymore. The world's smaller unless you're Matt LaFleur and you have to go a day early because you're a piece of shit.
Matters in college still.
Oh, yeah, because they don't play regional games anymore.
By the way, Badgers first half team total over 2.5 against Indiana. They're riding the wave of momentum right now, baby. One drive, is all. I know they're on their eighth quarterback of the year, and he looked like dog shit. He was like 2 of 13 for 11 yards. Got thrown into the fire. Crappy weather. Badgers. I'm not a lock guy. There's no such thing, or I'd be living on a beach right now. Badgers over 2.5 team total against.
You know what? I'm going to put $100 on that right now.
Yes. Yes.
I don't have any money in my gambling account. So let me just check my Coinbase to see how my Bitcoin's doing. What the fuck?
What happened?
It's going down big time.
Yeah, I know.
It's under 100 again.
I know.
Bye, 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 bye.
You know who?
I mean, I know you and me are just boys that casually send each other $500,000 of Bitcoin on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
When we're drinking wine with our wives.
I don't drink wine anymore. You know, I had to, I'm really in the workout kick right now. No booze, just mushrooms and weed. Yeah. Joking about the other thing, kind of. But yeah. Oh, did I tell you I'm going to Goosemas? If any of the listeners out there are going to be in Rhode Island for Goosemas, come say hi. You know who else is going to
Goosemas? You know who I like that I've been hearing on the radio is geese.
Yeah, fuck them. No. I told my wife
music
today,
better, but I don't like that there's a goose and geese.
I told my wife, I think they have to change their name.
One of them does.
Not goose. They've been around longer. And I would argue maybe they're the best band on the planet right now. Been going through the funds.
Better than OAR?
OAR is actually, I'm going to see them this summer, dude. It's their 30th
I know, I saw the tour, I want to go.
They're from here. They're from Rockville. I'm 10 minutes away. That's where my kid goes to school.
There was like a 3-year stretch I saw them 10 times.
I saw them a bunch. They used to open up for Dave. I'm a big fan of them. The drummer is married to a girl from Joliet, Illinois. So there's your fun fact. Here's another fun fact. Broncos are covering against the Chiefs. I hate Bo Nix, but everybody's going to be like Mahomes and Andy Reid off the bye, Chiefs off the loss. Denver's defense only continues to get better. I don't know that they win this game, but I think they cover. I liked it better at 4. Give me the Broncos catching 3.5, even though I hate Sean Payton. That
can't do it, won't do it. Can't do it, won't do it. Chiefs, 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 Chiefs.
Pussy. All right, let's go out to Philadelphia. The Eagles, who just kicked the Packers' ass, back home, 2.5-point favorites. A.J. Brown hates the world, which
this needs to stop. Dude, he does this every time he doesn't have 100 yards. And then he's always like, stop. Look, wide receiver's a tough position. You're probably the best person on your offense, but you only get the ball looked at you 8 times a game. I get it. It's tough. It's tough. But if you want to touch the ball every play, you should have been a center. You should have been a quarterback. Stop bitching. You know how this works. I'm so tired of this. The Eagles are pissing me off too, because the Eagles are one of these people. They're like college me. College me watched the OC, thought he lived in a drama. I was the happiest I was in college was when I was unhappy. And that's what the Eagles do. They like being miserable. It's what they do. They won a Super Bowl that way. Fuck them. I fucking hate them. F-U-C-K, fuck.
Yeah, those were the times, though, man. Like, I remember my college dorm room. Everybody was listening to Dashboard Confessional.
Yeah. Do you feel vindicated now?
I was more of a... Gotcha. I liked...
Jack's Mannequin, you little bitch.
So high that your kiss might kill me. So won't you kill me? So why's I happy?
That one. Dashboard?
Yeah, that was the song I liked. Hands down. Hands. Anyway, you know who's going to have their hands down?
How many times did you fall asleep with a bottle in your hand listening to Constantine?
Not really. See, I always just like people. I drove.
Yeah, she was walking down the stairs.
I listen to the same.
Doesn't she look good with her long blonde hair? And I've been thinking.
Nah. You know, I
nights that I've been drinking, we've been drinking, and it doesn't get us anywhere.
I always love when Apple Music does my rundown for the year, because I listen to the same bands. The Grateful Dead, Fish, Dave Matthews, Goose, Sturgill. That's it. That's all I listen to. And like every once in a while, some Wu-Tang, but not so much anymore. And every once in a while, I like to listen to a little pop punk still. A little Newfound Glory. I actually saw them last summer. It was atrocious. little yellow card, little lucky boys confusion. You know who's going to have some confusion?
Oh, I know that guy.
So everybody, I don't like the Lions this week.
Bobby, because I just, right now I'm listening to a lot of Shade 45.
Really?
No.
Oh. I like Philly because I don't trust Jared Goff on the road. Give me the Eagles laying 2.5. Last game. Got to pick my kid up in 15 minutes.
I'll take the Eagles also.
Oh, you're gonna fade the Lions here too? Dude, I think
I like the Lions. I thought Jared Goff was on the Rams. I thought it was 2019. Sorry.
I think our take about the Lions regressing and sucking is actually correct, even though they had a couple of good weeks. You got Dan Campbell having to call the plays. Nobody likes Morton, the OC. Ben Johnson's in his bag right now. Yeah. It's all going to hell for Detroit. You know where else it's going to hell? Anytime you go to Las Vegas to watch the Cowboys. This is the Monday night game. Holy shit. Perfect night to make plans with your wife, dude. The Raiders, 3.5-point dogs. Total's 50. I'm going to take the Raiders.
No, Cowboys.
Raiders.
No.
Raiders, dude. Hey, tell me which of these you don't like. Here's all my bets. I have way too much this weekend. Clemson tonight not only covers the 3, but they beat Louisville outright. I knew I was on the right side when my cousin hit me up this morning, and he's like, what do you think about Louisville only at 2.5? And I said, I think they're getting beat tonight. Wisconsin over 2.5. Team total first half against
Clemson. I love that one. You have to bet that one.
I bet Oklahoma +7. I still like him at 6 against Alabama. The only way you could beat Alabama this season, you got to have a running quarterback. So give me John Mateer over 30.5 rushing yards.
I am going to bet that one. I'm going to put 50 on it, though. I'm not going 100. I'm a pussy.
Do it. And then take, if you could bet player props, I love Mateer rushing yards more than I like Oklahoma.
No, I meant Wisconsin.
Oh, that one. And then the only way that you could beat Alabama, Ty Simpson, when he's got a clean pocket, is the best quarterback in the country, not named Julian Sand. But Oklahoma, top 15 pass rush. Give me the Sooners. I like USC covering 6.5 against Iowa because Iowa just lost in heartbreaking fashion at home to Indiana in a game they should have won. Now they got to go across the country to take on USC. And I know USC's run defense hasn't been very good, but I think they're going to be able to stack the box here and make Iowa's quarterback beat him with his arm, which I don't think he's going to be able to do. So I like USC covering 6.5. I'm taking Duke -4 against Virginia. I already said I like the Commanders. I like Kroski Merritt over 8.5 rush attempts. Ertz over 3.5 receptions. All the Aaron Jones props that you could find. Oh, San Francisco, Arizona. We skipped this game. I like the over in the game. Over 47.5. This is the only game that we didn't talk
about. San Fran's schedule coming up. They got 4 wins. They're going to have at least 9 wins. They got like the Titans and the Panthers and San Fran's making the playoffs. Packers might be fucked, honestly.
I think the Cardinals cover, maybe even win outright. Nobody's going to want to bet them because they just got dick kicked, but I'll take the Cardinals +3. I like the over in the game, over 47.5. You like the Niners this weekend?
I'm a big Niners fan. Always have been.
All right, well, that's what I bet this weekend, so if you want to take any of those, you can. Although you're rolling Badgers 2.5 team total, first half.
Yeah, well, I got to make money somehow since my fucking Bitcoin is bleeding. I have like $200 in there. I'm talking like I have $35K. It's like just $200.
What do you got now? What are you looking at?
We're dipping down, buddy. We are dippy.
You know what remember when they called Dippin' Dots the ice cream of the future? Why do they still call it that? They've been calling Dippin' Dots the ice cream of the future since I was in the 3rd grade. It's the future, and they're still not the ice cream.
You don't have a bowl while you're flying around in your flying car? No. Do you ever see like an old ass? I was out for a walk today and I saw this old ass car and I like went up to it and looked in the window and it was a stick shift and I wanted to steal it.
Do you know how to drive stick?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to.
Yeah, I had a stick shift in high school.
I also don't know how to change a tire. Thank God for roadside assistance.
I know how to do that too.
Never learned.
Like without directions. Look at me.
I don't really know.
I know how to drive stick and change a tire. Me.
I don't know who I am without football. We need football. We may not.
We're not going to need it forever.
We need it right now, though. We need
football. We need jobs. football.
We need McCarthy back. You think we could get him out? Do you think McCarthy, now that he's like big time and doing McAfee, would come on with us next week to do picks?
Yes.
You know what we need? We need to. Oh, do me a favor tonight. Bottom drawer, producer room where Frames used to do the updates. Give me that little black book with everybody's numbers, and we could just call like Mason Crosby, LaFleur, Mike McCarthy, just to come on the show. I'll go back to producing, unless we could get Todd with 3D.
Todd's dead.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, COVID. He didn't take it seriously.
But do you know?
He was immunized, though.
I didn't know this because, you know, Todd didn't offer much up from his personal life. Mm. Do you know who I heard from recently? His brother, Rod.
With 40s.
With 40s. Yes. How did you know? I swear I was going to say that.
Because he always was talking my ear off about Rod.
Oh, you never tell me about Rod.
I would always joke and be like, who, Rod Strickland? He'd be like, no, he has 4Ds, motherfucker. And I'd be like, Jesus, God.
Producer Rod with 4Ds.
Yeah. Todd's a big SiriusXM fan. He's like, well, we're 15.
Todd's dead.
Anyway, what? Okay, that should probably be my exit. I got a busy day today. I got to go get my kid from school.
Thank you, as always, for stopping into the Winklerverse.
Thanks, dude.
The Who's Down in Who Newville were making their list, but some didn't know. Walmart has the best brands for their gifts.
What about toys? Do they have brands kids have been wanting all year?
Yep, Barbie, Tonys, and Lego. Gifts that will make them all cheer.
Do you mean they have all the brands I adore?
They have Nintendo, Nespresso, Apple, and more.
What about...
So the Who answered questions from friends till they were blue. Each one listened and shouted, from Walmart? Who knew? Shop gifts from top brands for everyone on your list in the Walmart app.